राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवाला भा वरधारी जय जय गोपी जनवाला भा वरधारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिग्रहाचार्य अष्टोत्तरसत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शीला प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, Verse 43, The Killing of Dhenuka, the Ass Demon.
Yeah.
Sitva Mukunda Mukasara Gamakshi Bring Eyes. Mukunda Mukasara Gamakshi Bring Eyes. Pitva Mukunda Mukasara Gamakshi Bring Eyes. Tapam Jahu Virahajam. Tapam Jahu Virahajam Vrajayoshitoni. Tapam Jahu Virahajam Vrajayoshitoni. Tat Sat Kritam Samadhigamya Vishesha Goshtam. Tat Sat Kritam Samadhigamya Vishesha Goshtam. Savridaha Savinayam Yadapanga Moksham. Savridaha Savinayam Yadapanga Moksham. Please chant.
Pitva Mukunda Mukasara Gamakshi Bringai. Tapam Jahu Virahajam Vrajayoshitoni. Vinayam Yadapanga Moksham. Pitva Mukunda Mukasara Gamakshi Bringai.
Mothers?
Itva Mukunda Mukasara Gamakshi Bringais. Tapam Jahu Virahajam Vrajayoshitoni. Tat Sat Kritam Samadhigamya Vishesha Goshtam. Savidaha Savinayam Yadapanga Moksha.
Word for word. Pitva.
Pitva.
Drinking.
Drinking.
Mukunda Mukha.
Mukunda Mukha.
Of the face of Lord Mukunda.
Of
Saragam.
The
honey.
The honey.
Akshi Bringai.
Akshi.
With their bee-like eyes.
Tapam,
distress.
Distress.
Jahu, gave up.
Virahajam,
based on separation.
Vrajayoshita,
the ladies of Vrindavan.
Ahani,
during the day.
Tat,
that.
Satkritim,
offering of respect.
Samadhi
Gamya,
fully accepting.
Vishesha,
he entered.
Goshtam, the cowherd
village.
Savrida,
with
shame. Hasa,
Hasa.
Laughter.
Laughter.
Vinayam,
Vinayam.
And humbleness.
Humbleness.
Yat,
rich.
Apanga,
of their sidelong glances.
Moksham,
the
release. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. With their bee-like eyes, the women of Vrindavan drank the honey of the beautiful face of Lord Mukunda, and thus they gave up the distress they had felt during the day because of separation from him. The young Vrindavan ladies cast sidelong glances at the Lord, glances filled with bashfulness, laughter, and submission, and Sri Krishna, completely accepting these glances as a proper offering of respect, entered the Kahud village. Purport. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada describes this incident as follows. All the gopis in Vrindavan remain very morose on account of Krishna's absence. All day they were thinking of Krishna in the forest or of him herding cows in the pasture. When they saw Krishna returning, all their anxieties were immediately relieved and they began to look at his face the way drones hover over the honey of the lotus flower. When Krishna entered the village, the young gopis smiled and laughed. Krishna, while playing the flute, enjoyed the beautiful smiling faces of the gopis. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme master of romantic skills, and thus he expertly exchanged loving feelings with the young cowherd girls of Vrindavan. When a chaste young girl is in love, she glances at her beloved with shyness, jubilation, and submission. When the beloved accepts her offering of love by receiving her glance and is thus satisfied with her, the loving young girl's heart becomes filled with happiness. These were exactly the romantic exchanges taking place between beautiful young Krishna and the loving cowherd girls of Vrindavan. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurunminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevach Patita Nam Pavne Vyo Shishi Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha. So this is a very esoteric verse, and it's a very, it's a verse which has been, I've seen few paintings which the devotees have done on this pastime. So this is right after Krishna has Balaram has killed Dhenuka, and the boys, Krishna and the boys, they're all coming back to Vrindavan. So I can recall two paintings of Jadurani in which one of them is titled Krishna Coming Home and the other one is Krishna Running Home. And when we see these paintings, I mean, this pastime is just so, it just comes to life as soon as we see these paintings, and Prabhupada has appropriately called them the windows to the spiritual world, because we see Krishna in the Krishna Coming Home, that Krishna is coming and then the gopis are standing on the side and Krishna is glancing at them and the gopis are glancing at Krishna. And in the one in which Krishna is running home, he's just running into the lap, in actually the next verses in which he's just running into Mother Yashoda's arms. And really, it instantly transports us to the realm of Vrindavan Dham. So, coming to the verse, at Krishna, it talks about the exchanges of glances as Krishna is coming home, and the gopis are have been so morose because Krishna has not been there all day, and they've been thinking about him, they've been chanting his pastimes, but as soon as they see him, they become very shy, and at the same time, they're very jubilant. And so it's described that, so just by a simple gesture of a glance, Krishna is able to satisfy the gopis, and the gopis who are shyful, jubilant, and submissive, they are offering their glances. It's an offering of respect. And it's very significant that so much exchange can happen in a glance. And as I was meditating on this verse, I realized that because so many places we hear of Krishna's glance and I thought I would just kind of do a little research and on Krishna's multifaceted glance. Because we hear of Krishna's glance being described in so many different ways. So the very first one which I thought of was Lord Vishnu. When Krishna is in the causal ocean is Mahavishnu, and he's lying on the causal ocean. And actually before that, I wanted to point out that the verse we sing every morning, Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti, that Krishna's every part of his body has the capability or can be used as any other part. So Krishna's eyes can be used, as in the case of the creation, Lord Mahavishnu, he wakes and casts, it's described, a radiant glance. He casts a radiant glance at material nature, and by his glance, he injects all the living entities into the womb of material nature. So by that, just by his glance, which is called, or in some places is described as Tyakta Kalam, effulgent glance, and that, or the radiant time glance, it carries minute eternal individual souls into the womb of shadow material nature. And then we acquire temporary bodies. So that is Krishna's glance, in which he can use it for injecting or impregnating the material nature. And it is further described that Lord Krishna, this is how he does not come directly in contact with the material nature. And since Shivaratri was just passed, I thought I would just mention a little bit more about this pastime of the Lord. When his glance touches the material nature, a halo appears that is known as Shambhu or Lord Shiva, and it is Shambhu who impregnates the material nature by direct contact. So in other words, Lord Shiva is Mahavishnu in contact with the material nature. So Lord Krishna never directly touches material nature. And the other pastime which I thought of was, and I came across, was the Kaliya Daman pastime, in which the boys, when they went to drink the water from the Yamuna, and the water was poisonous, and they fell unconscious, and it's described that Krishna just cast his merciful glance upon them, and they all regained consciousness. And it's also, in some places it is described as Krishna's Sanjeevani Rasa glance. As we all know that Krishna's, in the pastime of Lord Ram, Hanuman had gone to get this herb, it's called Sanjeevani Bhuti, from the mountains when Lakshman had been, the arrows had been showered on Lakshman and he had fallen unconscious. So in the case of the cowherd boys, Krishna's glance has been referred to as Sanjeevani glance because it's actually reviving them, just as Lakshman had been revived. So this glance saved them. And then there is, I came across this pastime of Daksha, you know, Daksha Yagya, in which Lord Shiva had been, he had been disrespected, and then all his followers, they killed all that, because it was a big fire, it was a big sacrifice, and there were a lot of animals, and they had been killed. And then once Lord Vishnu appeared in the arena, everyone present there was offering their prayers. And in one of the prayers, the wives of the brahmanas who were doing the sacrifice, they are praying to Lord Vishnu, and they're saying that all these animals have been killed, and they are actually used in the sacrifice. Once they are sacrificed and they are brought back to life by mantras, but they are already killed, so they are praying to Lord Vishnu that please revive them, and by your merciful lotus glance. So here again we see that again it's a Sanjeevani glance of Lord Vishnu which revives these animals, and then the yagya is again performed because all the things which needed to be present are present. And then of course Daksha, he comes back to his senses, and then he organizes the yagya nicely. And then in the Vrindavan pastime, there are many different metaphors or many different adjectives which are used to describe Krishna's glance, so I thought I'll just kind of mention them. His large eyes cast compassionate glances all around, and it captivates the heart and soul of the Vraja Devis. So his compassionate glance. And of course, we know the famous verse of Nectar of Devotion of Srila Rupa Goswami, in which he says, "My dear friend, if you are attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands on the bank of the Yamuna at Keshi Ghat. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips and attracts all the gopis to his loving service." So his sidelong glances, we may pray that he casts sidelong glances upon us so we can always engage in his service. And then there is this poem, very sweet poem by Gyanadas. I'm not sure who Gyanadas is, but it's a sweet poem, so I thought I will read it. And it's actually called Sri Krishna's Glance. "O Shyam, you stole my heart with the corner of your eyes, stole my eyes with your beauty, and my heart floated along with the waves of your youth. His swift glance, swinging gait, and floating laughter are all the ruining factors. When the breeze touches him, it becomes ecstatic and starts showering his fragrance as if it were hailstones." And this is about Sri Krishna's eyes. "May Sri Krishna's eyes that are extremely large, shapely, artistic, with pink corners, luxuriant, with thick and restless eyelashes, youthful, attractive, and gracefully playing in the arrogance of youth, reveal constantly in my heart." So it was a very sweet description of Krishna's eyes. And then about Krishna's gaze, when he raises and lowers his gaze, white, red, and black brilliance spreads from his eyes, and countless waves arise from the ocean of milk. So sweet. And then there is a description of the Nandotsava festival, which it appears is celebrated every year by Nanda Maharaj. So all of the Brijvasis have been invited, and the young gopis are there, and Krishna is quite young at this time. And the gopis are feeling intensely attracted to Krishna, and they disclose their loving sentiments by offering him their sidelong glances in charity. So if you are invited to somebody's house for a birthday party, you get a gift. So the gopis are giving a gift of their glance in charity. Their bangles fell silent as they embraced Krishna with their eyes. They felt as they were beholding a bouquet of beautiful flowers. And then the young unmarried gopis just stood with their mothers and gazed timidly upon him as if it was the first time. While bathing in the lake of Krishna's exquisite beauty, the unmarried gopis expressed their desire to be his wives by offering him mental flowers scented with camphor. They became shy, however, when Krishna accepted their proposal with a favorable glance. So many descriptions of Krishna showering his favorable glance. And in the Mukunda Mala Stotra, it's mentioned that without Krishna, the gopis' eyes would have no place to rest and nothing to see, just as a chataka bird remains restless unless it sees a rain-bearing and life-giving cloud. And also in the song of the gopis, they're describing that, "Oh, my dear Krishna, without your glance, even the lotus flowers which are so beautiful, fade away." Even the lotus flower get their beauty from Krishna's glance. And then there is this shloka from the Krishna Kanamrita, by Bilwa Mangala Thakur, when he's saying, "When will I get to see Krishna's sidelong glances, which are dark-hued and fickle, like blue lotus clusters blossoming in the Yamuna and are endowed with extraordinary waves of compassion?" This long description, I think I'll skip it. And so coming to Bhagavad Gita, when we know of the pastime, of course, it is when Krishna and Arjuna come into the middle of the battlefield, and is described in the first canto that when they entered the arena, and as soon as Krishna went into the middle of the two soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhana, he shortened the lifespan of the opposite party by his merciful glance. So just by glancing at them, their lifetimes became shortened, and we know that all of those soldiers who saw Krishna, they attained salvation simply by seeing him, and is described in that purport that if they had died elsewhere, they would have had whatever their destination would have been. We don't know what it would have been. It would have been an ordinary destination, but because they saw Krishna, they attained salvation. And also in the pastime of Kardama Muni, there's a description that Kardama Muni had done so many penances and his body should have been very emaciated, but because he had had, the Lord had cast his affectionate sidelong glance, he also, his body was very brilliant because of the affection of the Lord. And this is from Canto 3, when the Lord is in the manner of creation of the physical elements, and how the Lord's glance created these physical elements. And it's very interesting that, so when electricity, this is Canto 3, chapter 5 and verse 36 and 37, when electricity was surcharged in the air and was glanced over by the Supreme, by a mixture of eternal time and external energy, there was creation of water and taste. So Krishna glanced at electricity, and time and energy mixed, and water was created, and also the taste was created. And in the next verse is described that water was glanced over by Supreme Personality of Godhead, and of course mixed with eternal time and external energy, this was transformed into earth. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that that the Supreme Personality of Godhead's glance is needed in all stages of creation of physical elements. And his glance is like that of a painter who mixes different colors to transform them and make a new color. So that's Krishna's glance. By glancing, he's created all these physical elements. He has injected all the living entities into the different universes. So, of course, now that Rath Yatra season is coming up, I'm also thinking of Lord Jagannath's glance. He's so merciful that those who don't even want to come and see him in his temple, he comes out and he gives darshan to so many with his beautiful glance. And I was also thinking this morning about, as I was chanting and I was seeing, I have a picture of Lord Jagannath during Rath Yatra. So it's look at this big picture. And I was reminded of when I was there last year, that I wanted to go and have darshan by myself. I went one day with the Pandas and with my family. And then a few days later, I said, I'll go by myself. And of course, I could not get close darshan because there were so many people. I was just pushed to the back and found myself near the Garuda Stambha. So I was like, I was so happy to be there. And then as I'm looking, I'm trying to see the Lord, and it's so far away. And all I see was Lord Jagannath's right eye. And I was remembering this morning that his just having darshan of his eye, one eye, was so ecstatic. And I felt so blessed. And as we are talking about Lord Krishna's glance, I'm thinking his merciful glance, his glance which gives all benevolence, his benevolent glance. And I was going through Veda Base. I saw a lot of the devotees who have given Vyasa Puja offerings. They talk of Srila Prabhupada's glance, Srila Prabhupada's merciful glance. And I would like to read one offering of one of the devotees. It says, just as Lord Krishna revived the cowherd boys with his glance, so did you deliver your Sanjeevani Rasa glance to our Western world, dear Srila Prabhupada. You also raised us from the dead with your merciful glance. And then he goes on to say, like the cowherd boys in Krishna's pastime, we also rose up from my death-like trance and looked at each other in astonishment, knowing that you had revived us from our comatose condition and had raised us to your blissful, transcendental, devotional service to Lord Krishna. So we see that the glance of Lord Krishna and his pure devotee's glance is so potent. And if we always pray to keep favor of the glance, that our spiritual master is blessing us with his favorable glance, and Yashya Prashadat Bhagavat Prashado. So if his glance is favorable, definitely Krishna's glance will be favorable upon us. So I'll just conclude with this reading from teaching of Queen Kunti by Srila Prabhupada. He says, we need only depend on Krishna and his mercy, because by Krishna's glance, tava vikshitae, everything is set right. So if we simply plead for Krishna's glance, there'll be no question of scarcity or need. Everything will be complete. The idea of Krishna consciousness movement is, therefore, to depend upon Krishna's grace. So I'll read the verse again. With their bee-like eyes, the women of Vrindavan drank the honey of the beautiful face of Lord Mukunda, and thus they gave up the distress they had felt during the day because of separation from him. The young Vrindavan ladies cast sidelong glances at the Lord, glances filled with bashfulness, laughter, and submission. And Sri Krishna, completely accepting these glances as a proper offering of respect, entered the Kahur village. Thank you so much. If there's any comments or questions, I'll try to answer your questions. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Mukunda Prabhu.
So then he described how glorious is the glance of Srimati Radhika. So there's one astakam that we sing, and the refrain of that astakam is Kadakarisha Sihamakri Kokatachu Bhagavan. We pray to Radhika, she will give some merciful glance because her glance can control Krishna.
Okay. We don't have the speaker. Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu?
Can the spiritual master give bhakti through his glance to the shishya?
Can the spiritual master give bhakti through his glance? So we are praying for a favorable glance, and the spiritual master is always thinking of Krishna and Krishna's service. So when he does give you a favorable glance, yes, he can. That's his mood. To give bhakti, to distribute bhakti. So, yes, definitely. Yeah. That's my understanding. Would you like to say something else, Pran Govinda Prabhu?
Prabhupada said that in Lila, 7th chapter, 99 verse. Thank you.
He said, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also explains that how the mercy of Lord Krishna and pure devotee comes. And what is that mercy? So Srila Prabhupada explains, mercy of Prabhupada, he's talking about himself too. He says, when we hear pure devotee give mercy, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered millions of people, what does that mean? So then Prabhupada writes, means they got the pleasure potency and cognizant potency. Cognizant potency is for reviving dormant relationship and feelings for the Lord. Two things. And inner fulfillment, nourishment come from the pleasure potency. So Srila Prabhupada, he repeated again in Madhulila chapter 6, 160 verse also. Same thing he is repeating. So when Guru gives mercy glance, means he is giving that shakti from heart to heart, coming through the eye. Eye is a media at that time. Mukunda Prabhu's story is very nice. That is the Gopastami day, where Srimati Radhika's lotus feet you can see as a coward boy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is another day.
Thank you, Prabhu. Anyone else? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
What is the sidelong glance exactly? Is it looking from the corners of your eyes, or is it looking directly?
It seems like it has to be from the side.
From the side.
Each coward girls, they are all married, so they have two eyes. One eye, they keep one eye fully to the elderly Gurujan. Gurujan means those who are checking their chastity, whether they are intermingling or looking at another man or something. So they keep one eye to all the checkup elderly respective. So make sure that my shyness, my chastity is there. Then the other eye has a half, and the half goes to the intimate associates, those who are around Srimati Radhika, or every gopi has a group. And then the other half of the eye that left, it has 100% attraction towards Nanda Maharaj's son's beautiful face. So that's why they always look, they're walking like this, but they're looking like this. So it's called sidelong glance. It's not like just a glance. It's like a very mysterious. Sometimes they will cover the veil. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives all details why it's called sidelong glance. Mm.
Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.